إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فقد روى البخاري ومسلم وغيره بألفاظ متعددة عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها قالت: خسفت الشمس في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فصلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالناس فأطال القيام، ثم ركع فأطال الركوع، ثم قام فأطال القيام، وهو دون القيام الأول، ثم ركع فأطال الركوع وهو دون الركوع الأول، ثم سجد فأطال السجود، ثم فعل في الركعة الثانية مثل ما فعل في الأولى، ثم انصرف. وقد انجلت الشمس فخطب الناس فحمد الله وأثنى عليه، ثم قال: إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله لا يخسفان بموت أحد أو حياته، فإذا رأيتم ذلك فادعوا الله وكبروا وصلوا وتصدقوا. ثم قال: يا أمة محمد، والله ما من أحد أغير من الله أن يزني عبده أو أن تزني أمته. يا أمة محمد، والله لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. This is a hadith narrated by Aisha, and you can find it in Al-Bukhari and other books. It is describing a time in Al-Madina that there was an eclipse, a solar eclipse during the day, as the hadith indicates. Describing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw that, there are other hadiths that they called for as-salah, as-salatu jami'ah, that come and pray. And as the eclipse is an unusual phenomenon, if you like, the salah itself, it's a 2 rak'ah. In each rak'ah there are 2 ruku's. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed in the first ruku' for a long time, and then he went into ruku'. Then he raised from ruku' and resumed reading al-Fatiha, and then a long reading, but shorter than the first rak'ah. And then went into another ruku', and then raised from that ruku', and that ruku' was long but shorter than the previous one. And then the Prophet ﷺ made sujood, that is to sajda in the usual way. And then he continued his second rak'ah in a similar fashion. Then the Prophet ﷺ turned to the people saying that the sun and the moon are 2 signs of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayatani min ayatillah. They do not eclipse for the death or life of any being. And if you see that, you should supplicate, you should make dua, you should make takbir, you should pray as he did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you should pay sadaqah and so on. Now, the reason for the hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his time in Al-Madina was gifted with a son from Maria, who was given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Al-Muqawqas, the Egyptian king at that time. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam lived for a short while and then he died. Of course, the birth of Ibrahim brought joy and happiness to the Muslims in Al-Madina. A son for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam must be a very happy occasion. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his gift. لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ لِأَجَلِ مُسَمَّى. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he has taken, and to him what he has given, and everything has got a certain limit of time. Then the people, when Ibrahim died, subhanallah, it happened that there was a solar eclipse, like the one we saw last Friday here in the northern part, the northern hemisphere. The people started to say, subhanallah, khusifat ash-shams limawti Ibrahim. The eclipse was indeed because Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, died. That was the rumors at that time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed in the fashion we described from the beginning of the eclipse, a very long 2 rak'ah. In each rak'ah there are 2 ruku'ah. I hope that you did this sunnah last week. If you didn't, then Allahu alam, if you stay in this part of the world, they say that the next one is in 2090. So it's something like 75 years to have an almost total eclipse. Allahu alam. But if you are in other parts of the world, you may see that eclipse. So the Prophet ﷺ resorted to as-salah, fazi'a ila as-salah. As-salah, as the Prophet ﷺ always told us, ju'ilat qurrata 'ayni fi as-salah. قُرَّةُ الْعَيْنِ قَرَّةَ عَيْنُ يعني استقرت, يعني his eye is settled. If you come to a place and you see something you like, then your eye will be fixed at that. That is قَرَّةُ الْعَيْنِ. You don't look for anything else because you found what you love and like. So the salah for the Prophet ﷺ is what he seeks. It is his satisfaction. His happiness is in as-salah. He resorts to as-salah whenever there is an important matter or something that may bring sadness or anxiety to the Prophet ﷺ or indeed to the society. After the salah, the Prophet ﷺ stood up and he put right the myth which was brought by the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ أَوْ حَيَاتِهِ فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ ذَلِكَ فَادْعُوا اللَّهِ وَكَبِّرُوا وَصَلُّوا وَتَصَدَّقُوا. And then he said other things, that the sun and the moon are two signs that show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not eclipse. Nothing happens to the sun and the moon because of people. Albeit the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Mustafa, the chosen one. Albeit in a time that the people of Al-Madina were looking for anything to make them happy. And they were dreading any bad news such as this one. Now you'll find until today a lot of myths attached to the eclipse. You find it in the Indian culture, in the Hindu culture, you'll find it in the Chinese culture, and you'll find it in many other cultures, ranging from bad luck to witchcraft to evil spirits, etc., etc. Islam puts right. Islam is indeed the truth, and this is one proof of that. Islam is the truth. It puts right the ayat, the phenomena of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their place, that these are the signs that we look at and we believe in Allah, believe in His greatness, believe in His might and His power. They do not react to the death or indeed the birth of people, even though that person was the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the meaning of ayah in Islam or in Al-Quran, if you read, and the ayah is alama, is a sign. So if you can have signage or sign to show you or direct you into a certain direction. So that is the literal meaning of ayah, al-alama. But the meaning of ayah in Al-Quran came with three different meanings. The first one, ayah, as we know, is the verse of Al-Quran. A verse in Al-Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is a verse in Al-Quran. Sad, which is one letter, is a verse in Al-Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubu, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in most of the Masahif, you will find it the very last page but one, and it's a whole page, it's the longest ayah in Al-Quran, is one ayah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum is another ayah also in Surah Al-Baqarah at the very beginning of the third juzuh. So that is one meaning of ayah. The other meaning is mu'jiza. Al-ayah min Allah ala رسله على أيدي الرسل هي المعجزة. It's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prove to the people that they are sent by Allah and to challenge them in something that they are good at. Al-Quran was an ayah challenging the Arabs at that time, who thought that they were the most eloquent in the world. If you didn't speak Arabic, then you are ajami. Then you can't speak. And al-asa, the stick of Musa, was an ayah to a time where magicians were dominant and magic was there, and they knew what they were doing, and they were defeated by Musa and his stick by the will of Allah. And during the time of Isa is the miracle of curing the incurable diseases and raising the dead. وقالوا لولا يأتينا بآية من ربه أولم تأتهم بينة ما في الصحف الأولى. So آية من ربه is a miracle. ولقد آتينا موسى تسع آيات بينات فاسأل بني إسرائيل إذ جاءهم فقال له فرعون إني لأظنك يا موسى مسحورا. This is in سورة الإسراء towards the end of the surah, that Musa brought tis'a ayat, which means nine miracles, and so on. The third meaning of ayah in Al-Quran is al-dalala al-kawniyah ala azamat al-khaliq wa qudratihi. It's a sign, a universal sign. You can call it scientific if you wish in today's language, but it is something that points towards the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَلَكِنْ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah that وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ amongst the signs of power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the night and day and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun and the moon, but prostrate to the Creator who made them. Eclipse, dear brothers and sisters, is indeed a reminder to us of Allah's greatness, Allah's power, Allah's ability to create, put the laws of creation and put the exception of the laws of such creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sun rising by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from east and sets in the west on a daily basis. We take that for granted, dear brothers and sisters. The sun gives you the light. It gives you the warmth. It gives life by the will of Allah to plantation and to humankind and animals as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the time of eclipse, tells us that who raises the sun from the east and sets it in the west can have that eclipse, which is not normal. It is abnormal. It is something which we do not experience on a regular basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, through the ayah of eclipse, tells us that He is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. When we read Allahu La Ilaha Illahu, Al-Hayy, the Life, and Al-Qayyum, He predominates His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls every particle in His creation. Allah did not create things and laws and then He left, as some ignorant believe. Everything needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every particle in this universe is there because Allah is there. Hence, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot sleep and should not sleep. Not even a kip or a small nap. Because otherwise the whole universe would collapse. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْ تَزُولَ وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Surely Allah upholds the heavens and the earth, lest they come to naught, to vanish, to disappear. And should they come to naught, there is none who can uphold them after Him. Surely He is the forbearing, the forgiving. We need to understand that, and the time of eclipse is a clear reminder for the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاء. He does what He wills. He creates the laws, and these laws can be interrupted by the will of Allah. Remember, if we can use the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was thrown in the fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. The fire burns, and it will always burn. By the will of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the fire that has this ability to burn is to be cool and peace during Ibrahim is inside the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can always do that. And we need to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the laws and He can bring these laws to naught. Also, the time of eclipse, dear brothers and sisters, is a clear reminder of al-yawm al-akhir, the hereafter. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ. The time when the sun will permanently lose its heat and light. Things will change. And the time of eclipse is a time that reminds us that we should not take it for granted, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can order it to be in any status Allah wills. And in the hereafter, the sun will be taken away, and يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَوَاتِ. Allah will replace the earth and will replace the heavens to something else. Dear brothers and sisters, the time of eclipse also reminds us of the importance of these creations, the importance of sun, and the importance of moon, and the importance of everything around us. We read in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم noticed that the moon, it starts with a very thin crescent, and then it grows until it's a quarter, and then it grows until it's full moon, and then it goes back until it is a small crescent, and then it vanishes, and then it does that every month. Now, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the culture at that time, used definitely the moon for a very long time. Humanity used the moon for timing, the beginning of the month, and so on and so forth. And it's a very accurate measure, as the sun is the measure of the day. So the beginning of when the sun rises until it sets, that's a day, and until it rises again, that's a night. And the total is the night and day, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the night longer and the day longer, depending on where you are and whether it is summer or winter, etc. Now the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not ask about the question they had. Indeed, they asked for the phenomenon, why it is like that, as someone may have asked why the eclipse, and now we know why the eclipse, and we know what happens to the moon. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed them to the usefulness of the moon. And we need also, even though we know, we may know why things happen in the way they happen, depending on our knowledge and our specialization, but we need really to be attached to the usefulness and importance in our lives to the sun and moon and other things, and really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give us this as a gift. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this incident directed us to raise, or some of us may raise humans above humans, to believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created all humans as well as his signs. Islam is about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is about believing in Allah, is about trusting Allah, is about making tawakkul. We respect scholars, we respect pious people, we revere prophets and messengers, but we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was a very suitable occasion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded the people of that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also proved practically that whenever you have something that may worry you or lead you to be anxious or to be sad, then it is the salah. كَانَ يَفْزَعْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. He used to resort to as-salah. He used to run for as-salah. And I ask you today, dear brothers and sisters, to revise the way you pray. If you don't pray five times a day, I ask you to revise your closeness to Islam, or indeed how far you are from Islam. Salah is the pillar of Islam. And if you pray, when you pray, how do you pray? How do you feel? Are you attached? Is your heart attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you really look forward to the next salah? Or when the salah comes, you feel it's heavy? Which one of the two? Of course, we need to follow into the steps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in loving as-salah, making as-salah our resort. We escape to as-salah. We love the time the salah comes. And we spend time with khushu' and khudu' to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salah. And believe me, our lives will be changed. Our outlook to life will definitely change should we do that. I ask myself first and you to do that. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. In the incident of khusuf, eclipse during the time of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, there were so many lessons to be learned. We mentioned some of them. Islam is very far from myths. Islam puts worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the utmost of our priority. Islam is a modern and true religion that always proves to us through verses that it is so. Islam also asks us to look into the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah, and make use into our hearts to elevate our iman and be near to Allah. In this hadith also, the greatness of salah, the importance of salah, comes very, very vividly and clearly by the practical guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برأفتك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين، اللهم اجمع قلوبهم يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم اخذل من فرقهم وفرق قلبه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر المستضعفين المظلومين في سوريا وفي العراق وفي بلاد الشام وفي اليمن وفي أفريقيا وفوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله